Welcome to Sunday Morning with Love and Action with Ken Tuck. This program is made possible by a generous gift from Weed Man, providing professional lawn care services to the greater Dothan area.
Good morning. Hope you are doing well today. Thank you for joining me for Sunday Morning with Love and Action. Of course, this coming Thursday is Thanksgiving. I know a lot of people will be traveling this week to visit family during the holidays, so please be careful. There will be a lot of people on the roads, or if you're flying, a lot of people flying, and just ask you to be careful out there. Pray for safety, and may you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. And if you are in Dothan, I want to invite you to a couple of events going on this week. This Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, Love and Action is going to join the Harbor Church for a Thanksgiving service Wednesday night beginning at 5:30. I'm going to be blessed to and have the honor to share the message that night. And the Harbor is going to have a wonderful meal for everybody. So I invite you to come out, 320 North Foster Street, this Wednesday at 5:30. And then Thanksgiving Day, from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Love and Action, we're going to be serving a delicious Thanksgiving Day meal for our homeless friends and for those who are in need. If you would like to come out and volunteer, please do. Come out around 9:30 or so, and we will start putting plates together. We're going to serve there at our coffee house, as well as take food out into the community, different camps and motels and such. So I invite you to come out and help us show the love of Jesus to all of our homeless friends and those who are in need this Thanksgiving Day at Love in Action. You can find out more about Thanksgiving Day by following Love in Action International Ministries on Facebook. We have information there, and we'll continue to update it as we get closer to Thanksgiving Day. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had fear about anything? I believe if we're all honest, we would say yes to that. And today we're going to talk about fear and how God and why God does not want us to fear. So before we get into that, let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father God, we thank you. God, we have so much to be thankful for, and this week, as we get close to Thanksgiving, I know it's a very busy time for many people. So many are going to be traveling, driving, flying to visit families, and God, I pray for safety. I pray for safety for each and every person traveling. Lord, I pray that it'll be a wonderful time with family, and Lord, I just pray for your blessings to continue to be poured out upon your people. Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, most of all, and for the salvation that you give us. Lord, I thank you that we're going to be able to thank you throughout eternity for Jesus, for saving our souls, Lord. And Lord, we just have to receive you and receive your gift of salvation and surrender to your Lordship. And God, I pray that if anyone listening has not done that, I pray they will today. And Lord, just pray for encouragement for people. I pray for healing. I pray for deliverance in the name of Jesus. And God, may each person know that you love us all, and you love us all the same. Father, as we open your word this morning, I ask that your Holy Spirit will teach us, lead us, and guide us in your word, and may we be doers of your word and not just hearers only. Let us apply it to our lives, God. And I thank you, Lord, that you tell us to fear not. And God, may we trust you and not fear. So, Father God, we thank you again for this time. I thank you for everyone who's listening. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. The phrase, fear not, is used 103 times in the King James Version of the Bible. Now, there's variations of that phrase, and that would easily exceed 365 days, which we know that's how many days are in a year, and 366 on a leap year. God has all of that covered for us because he does not want us to fear. I believe God knows that we tend to fear. For a lot of people, that's kind of second nature, unfortunately, that we fear things, fear people, fear circumstances, all kind of fears out there. if we spend too much time watching the news on TV, we will just pour fuel on the flames of fear, because it seems like that's just what is consuming the news these days and has been for a while. However, God never intended for us to live in fear. I believe that's why he reminds us time and time again in his word not to fear. And I want to encourage you, be in his word. Be reading, listening to his word. I encourage you on a daily basis, because the more you read, the more peace you will receive. And you will see throughout scripture where God is telling us, do not fear, do not fear. And let's read some scripture to start out here about not fearing. And let's turn to Psalms chapter 56. And this is written by David. David, if you read Psalms, a lot of times he's on a roller coaster ride. He's constantly under attack. And especially when Saul was still king, and he knew that David had been anointed to be king. And so he was jealous of David and was always after David to kill him. The Philistines were always after David. There was a lot of turmoil in David's life, yet he still had peace. And how could that happen when somebody has so much going on, so much turmoil in their lives? Well, David puts it very simply in Psalms 56, verses 3 and 4. He writes, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me?" He's surrounded by his enemies, and he's saying, I trust my God. I praise him. What can these people do to me? God has me, and I know I'm going to be okay. It's what David is saying there. And he's also saying, look, I don't need to fear somebody. They can't kill my soul. They can't kill my spirit. They can kill my flesh, but they can't kill my spirit. God has me. And again, in that same chapter, Psalms 56, verses 10 and 11, David writes almost the same thing. He writes, "In God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me?" David is finding peace, even though he is surrounded by his enemies. He's finding peace in God because he knows God. He trusts God. He knows God's word. He knows what it says. See, that's where we need to be. That's why I encourage you to read his word. And I really encourage you daily to read his word. Start out with at least a little bit. Start out with a few paragraphs, and you'll see that grow into chapters. But again, his word is something you don't want to just speed through either, because we need to just let the word soak in and ask the Holy Spirit to teach us. And we need to meditate on the word, which means just thinking about what it's saying to us and allow God to minister to us that way. And we receive a lot of peace from that. And David, that's what David did. He knew God's word, and he knew God, and so he trusted him. The prophet Isaiah writes in Isaiah 43, verse 1, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name. You are mine." Now, he's saying that to Israel, but he is also saying that to all of us. When we trust in him through his son, Jesus Christ, surrender to the lordship of Jesus Christ, we are his people. And he tells us not to fear, for he's redeemed us. It just doesn't get any better than that. God has redeemed us, and he calls us by name, and he says we are his. And that's one thing we need to understand. Whose are we? Well, if we trust in Jesus, then we're God's. When God is our Heavenly Father and our trust is in him, we don't have to fear. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." We see that God has given us a spirit of power, love, and self-control, not of fear. So why do we fear so much? Well, we have an enemy. His name is Satan. And one of his greatest tactics, weapons, is fear. Because if he can get us to fear, then we take our eyes off of God and we focus on the problem or the presumed problem, and all of our attention is on it. And so we are actually losing trust in God. And if he can distract us that way, then he's got the upper hand. But when we listen to God and don't fear but trust in him, then God has the upper hand and we have the victory. And we need to understand we fight from victory, because if we're born again, Jesus is our Lord and Savior, we have the victory already. Jesus has already won it. And so we fight from victory, not for it. And God is telling us not to fear. And God always has the upper hand. It's up to us, are we going to trust him or not? And realize that we fight from victory, not for victory. Those of you who know me or have been listening to this program for a while understand that I like to be transparent. And I want to be transparent again here and share a personal story about fear with you and how God conquered that fear in my life. 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And when I heard that C word, I freaked out. If you've ever been diagnosed, you know what I'm talking about. Because it's like that C word just means death. And for about 5 minutes there, I was just not myself. But I stopped and I started praying, and my wife Martha started praying with me, and we just turned it all over to God, and that fear subsided. So right there, you see, I was beside myself because I was fearing. I was in fear of cancer. But when I turned it over to God, I realized God has me, and I'm going to be okay. No matter what, I'm going to be okay. He's either going to heal me or I'm going to go be with him. And then I went through, not because of the cancer, but I went through some very tough times health-wise after a biopsy. I had an infection that just got into my bloodstream and it went throughout my body and it almost killed me. And it was a 3-month ordeal. But through it all, I didn't fear. I was in a lot of pain, very sick, but praise be to God, I'm bragging on him, not on me, because in myself, I could not have done this. But throughout that whole ordeal, I was trusting God and just thinking about Jesus on that cross and how much pain he went through and how what I was experiencing paled in comparison of that. My focus stayed on Jesus. And I remember one point when it was kind of touch and go, I remember telling Martha, I'm ready. If God wants to take me, I'm ready to go home. And that was peace. That was a peace that I had in my heart that God has me. And nothing's going to change that. Knowing that I have surrendered my life to Jesus and he's my Savior, he's my Lord, he's my everything. I knew that if I died in that hospital bed, that I was going to be in Jesus' arms the next second. And I was at peace with that. But God saw me through that. He healed me from that. And within 3 months, I was back on my feet again and walking again. It took a little while to get back to walking again because of everything that went on in my body. But at the end of that, when I was completely healed from that, I remember thanking God for allowing me to go through that, because he did so much in me. While he had all of my attention, I was just lying on my back. I couldn't move. I did ask him, though, if it was all right with you, please. I don't want to have to go through that again. But it was a very powerful time in my life. But the cancer was still there, so the doctors said. The cancer was a small, non-aggressive form in my prostate. And my urologist, he's in Birmingham, and he is just a wonderful urologist. And I really think so much of him. After all I went through, he was so apologetic. Though it wasn't his fault, but it's just one of those things that happened. And he was very, very concerned. But I was just sharing with him how God was healing my body and after I went through all of that, then I went on a mission trip, Martha and I did, and I was able to climb a mountain and cross two rivers to share Jesus with an unreached people group, and was able to share that with him and just show him the mercy and the grace and the power of God. And that was an awesome testimony. And in these past 4 years, we've been doing what's called active surveillance. We're looking at the PSAs, which I get two every year, and I've had some MRIs on my prostate, and each MRI has shown that whatever that is not grown any. And the PSAs are good. They're not up there in the danger zone like they used to be. They've been in the safe zone for the past 4 years, and I fully believe that God has healed me. And these tests that I have each and every year continue to show that and prove that. Well, I just visited my urologist last week for my annual checkup, and leading up to this, fear had really started to grip me. Because Satan started throwing thoughts at me about cancer and dying, and fear was just really trying to get a hold of me so that I was scared. And I told Martha, I said, Martha, pray for me, because the enemy is trying to attack me with all this fear, and I know it's not true because he's a liar, and I know God has healed me, but I need prayer. And so she did, immediately prayed for me, and God's peace just consumed me once again. And we went back up to Birmingham last week, and the PSA was great again. Another exam that they did turned out great too, and everything just looks really good. And so once again, it proves that God has healed me. But you see how, even though we're sure of something, how the enemy can use fear tactics to try to throw us off guard, to try to get our focus to change. And what we must do is immediately say no. We can't listen to that mess. The Word of God tells us to take captive every thought. And so when those thoughts start coming into my mind of fear and being afraid, I knew that was not of God. That's why I said, Martha, pray for me. And it's good to have somebody to pray for. We pray for ourselves, of course, but if you have somebody who can pray for you, and we all need that. And my wife is an awesome prayer warrior, and I have other friends who I will call on for prayer as well. But we need people praying for us, and we need to pray for people when they're going through times like that. Instantly, God's peace just came upon me, and my focus was squarely on God, saying, look, I know I'm healed, and this is going to be a good report when I get to Birmingham. And sure enough, it was, and Martha and I had some tears of joy and were just praising and thanking God when we got those reports. So fear is a tactic of the enemy, but we can't listen to him. Because like the Bible tells us, Satan is a liar. He's the father of lies. And when he's speaking, he's lying. That's his native tongue. And so we can't listen to that. That's why we have to take captive every thought. And we know when something's not from God. Because if it's fear, it's definitely not of God. If it's something that's trying to cause us to be afraid of a situation or of a person, that's not of God. Love, joy, peace, sound mind, self-control, that's all from God. And he's the one that we need to focus on. And like we read in 2 Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and self-control. So again, we need to read his word and know what his word says so we can get that deep into our hearts as well as our minds, but it's got to be in our hearts. That's where we fully believe. And when we do, then when the enemy attacks, we know where it's coming from, and we can pray and ask God to stop it right then and there and to fill us with his peace, and he will. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. God is always with us. When we feel like we're alone, we need to stop and say, no, wait a second. God is with me. And he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. People will let us down. We will let each other down. And I tell people, look, I'm not going to intentionally let you down, but I'm human, so I'm bound to make a mistake, even unintentionally. But I will do my best not to let you down. But God will never, ever let us down. And he won't forsake us. So that's why he tells us to be strong and be courageous. No matter what we're facing, we can be when we understand that the Lord our God is with us and that he's not going to leave us. When we're born again, when we've surrendered to Jesus, then God is in us through his Holy Spirit. So we have the power of God living within us. And when we think about that, when we realize that, and we understand that in our heart, then we can truly be strong and courageous no matter what's going on. Psalms 23:4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You know, that's what I experienced when I went through the time 4 years ago. The infection was all in my body, and I was going through the valley of the shadow of death. And I didn't fear, because I knew that God was with me, and he was comforting me the whole time. So we can have peace. And I want to encourage you, if you're out there listening and you've been diagnosed with cancer or any other type of disease, know that God is with you. You can face this through his strength, through his power, and just trust him. And if Jesus is your Lord and Savior, things are going to turn out just fine. Because if he's your Lord and Savior, just like in my situation, I knew whichever way it went, I was going to be just fine. Because Jesus is with me. So just lean on him, trust on him, focus on him, not on the disease, not on the situation or the circumstance, but focus on Jesus. Focus on what he did on the cross for us. Focus on how he arose from the grave to give us victory over death, victory over sin, victory over Satan, to give us eternal life with him. And when we do that, when we focus on him and all that he's done in our lives, then that peace just overwhelms us. And we can go forward and be strong and courageous because we know without a shadow of a doubt that God is with us. He's not letting us go through anything alone. Jesus tells us in Luke 12:25, and which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to a span of life? Anxious also, in some translations, it says worry. So when we worry, we're being fearful, and we're not trusting God. And Jesus is saying, what good is it to do? Worry and be anxious about anything. It's not going to help us. It's not going to add any time to our lives. So we need to trust God. Because when we worry, we're not trusting him. And there's a difference between worrying and being concerned. But worrying is when we're just not trusting God at all. Being concerned, we're concerned about a situation because of, you know, it's tough, it's bad, it's painful, what have you. But we know God's with us. So we just take that concern and we hand it to him and let him guide us and direct us through it all. And when we do that, then we realize that we have the victory because God assures us, just like in Psalms 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So when we're putting our trust in him and we know he's with us and he's not going to leave us, he's not going to forsake us, then we know that the Lord is truly our light and is truly our salvation. Therefore, we have nothing to fear, nothing to fear at all. Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I want to read that again. I believe somebody listening today really, really needs to hear this and just let it sink in deep into your heart. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Write it down, highlight it in your Bible, and just meditate on it. God is telling us, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. These are powerful, awesome promises from God. And we know God is a God that cannot lie. So all of his promises are true. When we focus on that, just meditate on that scripture right there. Not to fear. God is with you. So what you're going through right now, you're not going through it alone. God is with you. And he says, don't let it get you down, because I'm your God, and I'm going to strengthen you, and I'm going to help you, and I'm even going to uphold you with my righteous right hand. There's nothing more powerful, and no one more powerful than God. And he's telling us he's going to strengthen us. He's going to help us and uphold us. Then we have everything that we need right there in God. And that's the truth about everything we go through in life. Whatever we need, it can be found in God. All of our needs are wrapped up in God. And when we have him, we have it all. So don't fear. Whatever you're going through, don't fear. I understand it's easier said than done, but get in God's word and start reading and read over and over again Isaiah 41 verse 10 and just let that sink deep into your heart. I promise you that peace of God's going to just fill you up, and just you're just going to be flooded with this peace, and that peace that passes all understanding. And the peace that we read about in Philippians chapter 4 verse 7, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Let his peace fill you. You may be going through something right now, and it doesn't make sense to have peace going through it. But you know what? God will give you peace. And he will guard your hearts, and he'll guard your mind. So you stay focused on him, not on the problem, not on the situation, but stay focused on him. Father God, I pray for each person right now who's going through a very hard time in their lives. Maybe it's a divorce, or maybe it's a disease, a loss of a job, a loss of a loved one. God, each situation I lift up to you and ask you, God, to give them peace. And may each one just focus on your word, and especially on Isaiah 41:10, to realize that you are with them, and that you're their God, and you're going to strengthen them and help them and uphold them with your righteous right hand. Let them just feel your loving arms wrapped around them right now, and fill them with your peace, I pray, God, that peace that passes all understanding. And Father, if anyone listening has not given their lives to you, Lord Jesus, I pray they will now. And they can start to understand your love, your forgiveness, and your peace. Lord, I thank you for ministering to each and every need right now. And those who are fearful, I pray, God, they will turn it all over to you and trust you and experience your peace. It's in your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Trust them. Trust in God. And let his peace just flood your soul. Because he wants to give you peace in the midst of the storm. He's got you. He's with you. He loves you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Thank you for listening to Sunday Morning with Love and Action. This program is made possible by a generous gift from Weedman, providing professional lawn care services to the greater Dothan area. For more about Love in Action, visit loveinactionministries.com and on Facebook.